This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. If you want to call in, of course, about what happened in Vegas last night, you're certainly welcome to do so. We've also been discussing a little bit about secession and just got into the topic here about the ISIS boy, the young, apparently 10-year-old American boy who is the new spokesperson as of late August is when this news first hit. I've been sitting on it for over a month, and we just haven't – there hasn't been an appropriate time to talk about it. But I think tonight is a good time since ISIS has been claiming responsibility for the shooting, the mass shooting out in Vegas, which happened last night, where over 50 people have been killed, and I think I saw 500 injured.
Yeah.
Just absolutely horrifying situation. ISIS claimed responsibility, but of course there's no real evidence that, at least at this point, that it was anything to do with ISIS. That said, according to the Daily Beast, .com and a bunch of other sources from, again, late August, for the first time, apparently, ISIS has used an American child in a propaganda video, a boy living in the so-called Islamic State. The young boy, who calls himself, or is being called Yusuf, says, quote, "My message to Trump," and by the way, I tried to find the full video of this again. I had found it like a month ago, and I could not find it tonight. It's always so difficult to find the original, full, unedited versions of the ISIS videos that are released. I know it's out there because I did see it previously, but it wasn't all with just this boy. It was a bunch of scenes of, like, you know, shootings and bombings and things like that that they tend to put into their videos. So it wouldn't have been something we would have been able to play in full anyway. So we'll just take the media's quote here from the young boy. He says, "My message to Trump, the puppet of the Jews, Allah promised us victory, promised you defeat." He said further,
"When did Allah promise this, I wonder?"
The battle. Somebody told him that.
Okay.
"The battle is not going to end in Raqqa or Mosul. It's going to end in your lands." Unquote. Yusuf speaks in clear, unaccented English, but his real identity is unknown. He said he moved to Syria from America with his family 2 years ago. In the video, he claims, quote, "My father is an American soldier who fought for the Mujahideen in Iraq." Unquote. The video shows Yusuf speaking Arabic and also has clips where he appears to be reading from a Quran in Arabic. In other clips, he and the Yazidi boy walk through bombed-out areas of Raqqa.
Now, the Yazidis are treated pretty terribly by ISIS.
And in another, they follow an adult man into a building and assemble rifles and other weapons. Six of the 131 Americans charged in ISIS-related cases have military backgrounds, according to statistics gathered by the George Washington University Program on Extremism. It's not known how many people with U.S. military backgrounds are fighting with ISIS abroad. ISIS has also used Western hostages in propaganda videos. Most notably, it has used British journalist John Cantley as a vessel to relay its message.
I hope he's okay.
Cantley, who was taken hostage in Syria back in 2012, has appeared in a number of pseudo-news broadcasts from ISIS, relaying the advancements of its so-called caliphate. And we have played those videos in full on the air when they've come out. And it's been quite a while since Cantley, at least the last time I checked. Yeah, looks like... Uh-oh. British journalist John Cantley reported dead in Mosul. We'll look into that. I don't see a whole bunch of citations on that. We'll see if we can find more about what's going on with John Cantley. But it has been many months since we've seen Cantley in a video, and he became their spokesperson after who knows what went on behind the scenes. He, you know, didn't look like he had a gun to his head, but he certainly does. I mean, they're going to chop his head off if he doesn't say the things that that they want him to. And we'll tell you more about him coming up here in moments. But they mentioned Cantley in this piece.
Apparently, they're willing to kill him if when he becomes, you know, a pain in the butt.
Quote, while this is the first time they've used an American child speaking, it's significant that he identifies his father as a former U.S. soldier and makes an overt threat to Donald Trump. Mia Bloom, professor at Georgia State University who studies terrorist groups, says, quote, the use of children in this way is intended to show the conflict is multi-generational, that even the kids are radicalized. And Bloom's research shows that children are not used just as propagandists, but also as soldiers in the terrorist group's operations. ISIS uses nearly 24 children a month in its operations. In fact,
I'm not impressed with the ability to use children in your operations. So, you know, kids...
Everybody does that.
They're brainwashed.
I'm not saying they don't. I'm just not impressed with it.
Yeah.
I don't think they're trying to impress you. My son's enamored. Well, yeah, they are.
No, I don't think they're trying to impress you.
What do you think they're trying to do?
I think they're trying to impress upon you the idea that this is, like they say here, multi-generational. These young kids are going to grow up and kill people.
People here do the same thing. There's kids in commercials and on religious ads and on left-wing ads. And just, I mean, people have access to kids. It's easy access.
And they're easy to convince.
You control when they eat.
Especially
like,
if you killed their, you know, relatives.
I mean, it's not
real easy to convince.
Okay, so sure. But you're talking about very young people that, you know, to radicalize them isn't that hard.
No doubt.
Control the whole information output.
Yep.
There's a kid in my jiu-jitsu class that's going off to be in special forces. I mean, you know, how old could he have possibly, at 18 years old, how old could he have possibly been when 9/11 occurred? I mean, you know, this wasn't an integral part of his life.
Yeah. No, I'm agreeing with you. You can brainwash children. There's no doubt about that.
You don't even have to brainwash them. I mean, the same with the hostages. Children are kind of like de facto hostages, whether it's somebody else's kid or your kid or whatever. Even if you're kind of a benevolent parent, which is a really rare thing on this planet, but you control where they live, what assets they have, when and if they eat. Like, the fact that you can get a child that you have possession of to say a thing really tells me nothing other than that you have access to a child.
And that they're probably pretty precocious. I mean, the ability to sort of stand in front of a camera, read, and talk is, you know, not every kid would be able to pull that off.
Precocious. Doesn't that mean older, like, mentally or whatever?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you know, well-developed in a particular area. Trying to get my son to stand in front of a camera...
He wouldn't do very well.
...prepared statement. Yeah, that's going to be boring for everybody.
Well, yeah, but if... You know, that's you. If you withhold food and beat them enough, they'll figure out how to do it.
I think that, you know, the delivery of this kid is still precocious. That's what I'm going to say.
It has also featured...
But I would like to point out, it's not brainwashing, Ian, if the kid never thought anything else.
I see what you're saying. Well, anyway, it has also featured children propaganda videos in territories ranging from Raqqa to Marawi. Some of the children have speaking roles while others carry out violent acts on camera. While the newest video does not show the boys setting out for a military operation, they are shown handling weapons. The expert says, quote, Yusuf was clearly scripted and there were many takes in order to get the kid to complete the script. She said, the boy reads a script about the unifying power of the caliphate for much of the video. He appears alongside a boy identified as his best friend, a Yazidi child, taken from Sinjar and now being raised to be a soldier for ISIS. Yusuf and the boy live in the same house and are like brothers, they say. ISIS has consistently sought to use Westerners in propaganda videos geared toward the West, and one of its most notorious propagandists was Mohammed Emwazi, better known as Jihadi John, who carried out brutal videotape executions cast as messages to the UK, America, and their allies.
Whatever happened with that guy?
They killed him, didn't they?
I think I recall them claiming credit for that.
I believe that that is the case. The use of members from abroad carries a dual purpose, to show potential recruits examples of people who have followed along the same path, and to show a Western audience that people from their midst are drawn into the terrorist group's ideology. And the video seems...
I don't think any of us are, you know, out here in the West are of the opinion that people aren't, for whatever reason, drawn into ISIS's stuff. I mean, you know, not new information, guys.
Maybe not new for you, but for somebody who has seen this for the very first time, then this could be shocking. to see a child ISIS soldier.
Oh, I'm shocked by that, by, you know, the whole thing. But, you know, I mean, they're not new here, I guess. I'm sick of the same old stuff, ISIS.
Well, how about a video from ISIS showing what appears to be probably a boy of no older than 11, maybe 12, actually driving a suicide bomb into a target. They got that, too.
How awful.
855-450-3 Like Freedom. You join us on the radio here. This is Free Talk Live.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop, action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
When you read these books, you're going to hear me talk about what I call biostitutes. A biostitute may be a scientist. They will say anything that needs to be said for the right number of millions of dollars. And right now, that industry is just expanding bigger than I've ever seen. I've been doing this for 35 years. So when you see my books, whether it's Law and Disorder, whether it's Law and Vengeance, the next one coming out is Law and Addiction. When you read those books, you'll really see me beating on these biostitutes because it is an industry that runs the risk of destroying everything we believe, and that is we believe that capitalism works fairly. When you put a biostitute in the process, it doesn't.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller, Law and Disorder, comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman Degas Thomas, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at Pool.Bitcoin.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. It's Ian, Melanie, and Mark here in the studio tonight.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my router system, which isn't exactly off the shelf, I was done in 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras. I have it scheduled at a certain times so that I'm not bothered at certain times a day. And other times I'm getting notifications when I want to get them. And anytime I want, I can just check in. Or I can arm them right from my phone. So if I, for instance, suppose I had them turned off from noon to 4, and I had to, be out of the office at noon to 4 or whatever, and then I wanted to check in on the office, sure, I can set it. Or I can just, check the camera. It's easy. You can have this for your phone, for your home, and it's an awesome system. And we've got a deal for you. You can get 3 Blink cameras for what the other guys charge for one, plus an extra 10% off. So these cameras will work anywhere in your home where, they're within Wi-Fi range. You can just go and visit blinkprotect.com/FTL to save 10% on this great deal. It's already a great deal, and then you get 10% off of it. blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL.
All right, so you can bring up anything that you want. We're talking about the new ISIS spokesboy. He is a apparently 10-year-old American boy, speaks impeccable English in the propaganda video that they used him in back in August. I don't know if he's popped up again since then, but it did also lead to a brief discussion about the status of John Cantley, who for at least the last couple of years has been the spokesperson for ISIS, appearing in a multitude of videos, starting originally when he was just sitting in a room with a black background, like a black drape in the background, with just him sitting at a desk in an orange jumpsuit and delivering whatever propaganda it was that ISIS wanted you to know. And then they ended up kind of, I don't know if you want to call it promoting him, but putting him in sort of a newsman's outfit. Looks like something you'd see of a journalist on a scene kind of thing in Iraq. And having him walk around with a camera crew and walk through different areas of like Mosul or Raqqa or whatever. And kind of relay some of the damage and what it was that they wanted their viewers to know, which whether it was true or not, you never know. But then again, what the U.S. military says half the time, you also can't believe. So it was interesting to get their perspective, their propaganda, to kind of counter the U.S. government's propaganda. And, of course, what they want you to believe is that, well, we're just being attacked by these airstrikes, and they've been blowing up innocent targets, and look at all this damage that has been done. Here's
a school. And look at the innocent civilians that are being killed.
Yeah, here's a school that they blew up, that kind of thing. And, trying to make it look like ISIS were the heroes in that circumstance.
Sure. Now, that's ISIS, how a propaganda video goes.
Right. ISIS, of course, not very nice folks, because they also put out their own propaganda videos of them putting people to death and burning them alive and cutting people's heads off in, as grotesque of a video manner as you possibly can show. Just some pretty horrifying videos. But nonetheless, it was nice to see John Cantley, this sort of friendly face, because they've been cutting off so many people's heads. It was nice that they didn't cut his off. And so far, it's not clear what his fate has been. We obviously had hoped the best for John Cantley, but the longer we go without seeing a video from him, the more questions, I think, start to pop up of, well, is he still alive? And there was a report this summer, in late July, from AMN, almasdarnews.com, there are no other reports out there about this, so consider this to be unconfirmed rumor at this point.
You would think that this would have more reports.
You would think. British journalist John Cantley has been reported dead this morning in the recently liberated city of Mosul by a local Iraqi media outlet. Al Sura News Agency alleged on Friday that their ground team interviewed 3 captured ISIL terrorists in Mosul that all confirmed the death of John Cantley. Cantley was kidnapped originally in Syria in 2012 while reporting on the war from the northern part of the country. The British journalist was later used by the Islamic State to report in their propaganda videos in the Mosul area of northwest Iraq. While no confirmation has been made by the U.S. coalition or Iraqi armed forces, Cantley has not been heard of since December of 2016 when ISIL released their last propaganda video with him in it. So here's hoping that this report is incorrect and that we'll see John Cantley pop up again on video.
No, but I hope so.
Nonetheless, disturbing news.
If they did it, I hope they just tapped him to the back of the head when he wasn't paying attention.
In other related news to ISIS, this story a little more recent from actually just a few days ago, thesun.co.uk reporting on a baby-faced child suicide bomber, new propaganda video from ISIS showing a young boy, or, you know, young, maybe young teen, taken from... Or actually, he was in apparently behind the wheel of a vehicle packed with explosives. The twisted adult jihadi appears to show him how to operate the death-dealing vehicle. Footage from a drone reveals several Syrian military vehicles dug into a position in the sand before the attack. A huge mushroom cloud can then be seen over the outpost as the young suicide bomber detonates his lethal payload close to the city of Deir Ezzor. The youngster betrays no emotion in the photos taken just moments before he met his death. The vile terror group known to drug fighters up with a tranquilizer, Zolam, which it seized from hospitals so they don't back out of the deadly missions.
Mm.
Another teenage suicide bomber who was captured by Kurdish forces before he could detonate his bomb previously revealed the use of the anti-anxiety drug.
That makes some sense because it does seem pretty difficult to get a young person to do this. Then again, if you indoctrinate them well enough for long enough, maybe not.
The boy apparently said, quote, "That drug makes your mind not your own. If they give you a suicide belt and tell you to blow yourself up, you'll do it," unquote. Mm. So the claim is that ISIS is losing ground.
Do you go to heaven if you've been drugged up?
If you don't choose on your own volition to
right.
do the thing?
I mean, how could you possibly go? I mean, that's the notion that we have here is that, and I'm not sure that these ISIS people believe this, the higher-ups. I mean, but I would ask from a theological standpoint, can one claim that this young man went to heaven, if, you know, presuming this is the right thing to do, if the decision that he made was not, in fact, his own?
It's an excellent question.
Well, do religious people of that kind of caliber necessarily believe in that you can have your will tampered with? And in my experience, not with Muslims, but with Christians of that caliber, they don't.
Then why are they giving them the drug? I mean, you either got your will or you don't. What's the point of the drug?
Just to kind of make you feel better.
Okay.
There's more coming up. You can share your thoughts. We're going to change gears, get away from all the murder and the explosions and the gunfire, and talk about trick-or-treating. Mark, you've got a story out of Canada, and it's not good news for teenagers. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
tells everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and of course you can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Melanie, you left your job last week.
Yes.
That was a pretty big move. You now are going and focusing, I think, full-time on your tax assistance and bookkeeping assistance and accounting assistance business.
Yeah, I'm pretty much focusing on just that right now. Kind of lets me work on it more.
And we've been telling our listeners about your services. They've been available now for a couple of months prior to you leaving your job, but now you have even more time to devote to this. Folks are planning on doing taxes and want help from a real anarchist who hates the state. You've just found your answer, because Melanie does hate the state. You truly have a burning hatred for
even the other anarchists think I hate the state too much.
Yep, really.
So, and I believe that. So you can acquire her services by going to tax.freetalklive.com. That'll take you directly to Melanie's website. And there are contact links there, contact information, maybe even a phone number, email, that kind of thing, for those who would like to reach out. Whether you have a business or you just want to do your personal taxes, have Melanie handle that for you. Because you'll do both, right?
Right.
So it's up to you how you get her involved, but she's more than happy to help and maximize your potential return. Anyway, head over to tax.freetalklive.com to do that. As Mark, we're going to change gears. We've been talking about some pretty serious stuff the past half of the show, hour and a half of Free Talk Live, everything from the mass murder shooting in Vegas last night to ISIS psychopaths using children in their propaganda videos and suicide bombs. You can still comment on all that, but It's coming up soon. Halloween, right around the corner, just weeks away here in October. The candy sales already out there at the, you know, department stores of the world. People are probably already planning their costumes, but some teenagers in Canada are going to be SOL this year, apparently. What's going on?
Well, they should be. Newsflash from Z100 at iHeart.com. A new law bans kids over 16 years old from trick-or-treating. Halloween's one of the best... This isn't a very long article. Halloween's okay. One of the best times of years for kids. They get to go door-to-door receiving unlimited amounts of candy. As though we needed to know what Halloween was.
Well, it's on the internet. You could be in a different country.
Here's two sentences point. Explaining Halloween to you before we get into this story. But what age is trick-or-treating supposed to stop? The town of Bathurst, New Brunswick in Canada has implemented a law that stops teens from the spooky night events on October 31st. At 16 years old, you can't go trick-or-treating in this town, and if you're caught, you will be fined $200. Oddly enough, the mayor of the town is not on board with the new law, but was outvoted. So, There you go.
So this isn't all of Canada, it's just one crappy little town.
Well, it's a town in Canada, yeah.
Bathurst?
Yeah.
What was the date on the story that you just shared?
About a week ago, September 21st.
Huh, okay, because I have a story here from September 20th. Now, yours came from an iHeartMedia,
yep.
You know, hot radio station or whatever, yeah. hot top 100.
There's a click, 40. Click through to today.com.
This is from September 20th, but it's from CBC News, cbc.ca. So it's actually from Canada. Yep. This headline, Bathurst relaxes ban on trick-or-treating for some teens and rolls back the curfew. Story here says... Changes that roll back a controversial Halloween bylaw that banned trick-or-treating for older teenagers and set a curfew on the pursuit of sugary loot doesn't go far enough, says the deputy mayor of a northern Brunswick community.
Yeah, it went from 14 to 16, and it was till 7 p.m., and now it's till 8 p.m.
Okay, so that's what you were reporting on, was that this actually increased the number of teenagers that can go trick-or-treating.
I'm more interested in the story, not like what the truth is in one stinking town in New Brunswick.
Well, the truth of the story is important. I mean, we don't want to report fake news.
I understand. I'm not. Has anything false been reported, Ian?
I don't know.
Best I can tell, no.
Okay.
The important part is what age should people stop trick-or-treating?
I stopped at probably an early teenage years because it was just not cool anymore.
When you're the size of an adult, you probably shouldn't be trick-or-treating, is my opinion. However, I will give you a caveat for good costumes.
So you think a teenager with a really good costume should be allowed to trick-or-treat, but the rest of them should not?
I think that as long as you're putting the time in that's commensurate with your age.
But you're not saying that the government should decide who has a good costume. You're saying each person who is offering candy should get to decide.
Yeah, and the person who's doing the trick-or-treating. First, you self-police on what age you should be doing
it. Well, teenagers aren't necessarily good at, you know, self-policing and...
You're supposed to have parents still, though, and your parents should be like, okay, you know, you're old enough to drive a car. Please don't go door-to-door asking strangers for candy.
So I trick-or-treated with my son last year. I dressed up as Captain America in the Winter Soldier movie, so I didn't have to wear the helmet necessarily. Had the shield, had the sort of, you know, shirt thing, and, you know, I did made an effort.
When how old were you there?
45.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's my son. He was 8.
So wait, how come you get to go trick-or-treating?
I'm telling you a story.
Well, you have to take the kid with you. You're not like, okay, 5-year-old, see ya.
You didn't know how old I was in the story, and now you're asking me, badgering me with questions? Give me a second here, would you?
All right.
So I took him around, and we went to a bunch of houses. He loaded up. He had to get a second bag. In order to, you know, handle all the candy he got. So I had all the candy I needed because I could just take any of his I wanted.
Yeah, bring it over here next time he's got two bags full of candy. We'll just dump it.
He wants his candy. He's not going to give it to you so you can give it away to kids. So that your
no,
cheap
he'll
ass
get
it doesn't
back
go to
slowly every time he comes over. He always loves to raid the candy.
Yeah, he likes to get your candy, the leftover Halloween candy. Yeah. He certainly does. No, he's going to... The hardest thing to get from this kid is his candy.
Oh, okay.
But... you know, I went around with him, and if somebody offered me something that I was interested in, I'd take it. But I was really the security guard for the event, you know. And I did have one house where a guy gave me a beer. So, you know, I'm walking around with Bud Light finishing that off. That was good. Yeah. Thanks. Thank you, you know, Mr. Bud Light.
Did you just admit to an open container violation?
What, wandering around with a beer? Come and get me, coppers!
The FBI has decided that they no longer would like to arrest us for silly stuff.
I don't think the FBI could arrest you for an open container violation. That's a Skeen police thing.
Right. I mean, what do we got a date here? What would they need in order to convict?
I mean, the statute of limitations on a I think it's a violation, not even a misdemeanor.
That's correct. Yeah,
is not that long.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably expired at this point.
Fine by me. I'll do the time. I'll just sit in jail over it because I'm not giving them anything.
Good.
So
that's
anyway,
what I like to hear.
Yeah, that's pretty much what occurred. So I guess I did trick or treating as a 45-year-old. I was costumed. It wasn't particularly. I don't like to have those masks on.
No, you didn't. You took your child trick or treating. That is entirely not the same thing.
Yeah, I think that
if you didn't have your own bucket full of candy, then you're not trick or treating.
Yeah, if you weren't holding a bag out too, like you weren't. No.
Yeah, here's what happened to me one time while I was handing out candy at my mother's house. There was a troop of teenagers, and I couldn't tell you what their ages were particularly, but they basically were dressed as people in T-shirts and jeans.
No, that doesn't count.
And, I told them, come back when you turn 10 and slam the door.
Wait, was this in Florida?
Yeah, this was in Florida.
You don't get trick-or-treaters where you are now.
Yeah, look, I'm relatively, 6 months out of prison, I'm not putting up with your crap, kid. Yeah. you know, what? Nothing to do with it. But it was, it was frustrating to me. I mean, you smeared some makeup on your face, and it looked like, what are you exactly? A zombie.
A disturbed teenager.
Yeah, get out of here.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. If you want to join us here. Those caught with a facial disguise in public.
What age should somebody stop having to be able to trick or treat? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, Ian here.
Melanie.
And Mark.
We were talking about trick-or-treating and how old somebody should be maximum before they should stop. And I don't think the government should be getting involved here because it seems like everybody's got, I mean, just generally, I don't think government should exist. The state should exist. But everybody's got their own opinions about this, Mark. You say that as long as the teenager has a really good costume, you will give out candy, but otherwise...
Or an adult.
I mean, or an adult.
If you put the time and energy into this whole trick-or-treating thing, mm-hmm. and that's what, you know, you... A costume that's commensurate with your age. So if you're 8 or 9 and you're wearing one of those awful things that we had when I was a kid where that you bought at the grocery, you basically bought at the grocery store, you know, that essentially is a trash bag with a mask. You know, do you remember these, Ian?
No.
The Batman costume I had when I was growing up was made of plastic.
Just a cheap costume.
Yeah, okay. It tied in the back, and it had a Batman mask that was Batman-y.
Uh-huh.
And...
Was it officially licensed product?
It might have been, okay. but again, you know...
Just cheap. The cheapest, maximum cheap costume is what you're saying.
Yeah, it was a pretty cheap costume.
Are you saying you would deny a child Halloween candy if they had a cheap costume?
No. I said that that's acceptable for a child.
I see. Okay. But right. Not for an older person.
Well, if you're an older person and you go out and basically you are wearing a dirty shirt and you smeared something on your face and you go,
I'm a hipster.
I'm a zombie. Right? That's just not acceptable. You're going to have to do better. Mm-hmm. If you want to be a zombie, that's cool. Find a rubber arm and put it in your teeth. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, whatever it is, you got to have something that's commensurate with your age. Otherwise, you're just wandering around begging for candy at people's doors.
Yeah.
And I have sent people on, be gone. Go elsewhere in, these situations. And I'd do it again.
it definitely seems like this should be something that's up to the individual at the household, the person who is dealing out the candy should be the one to decide.
Minors don't usually have IDs because IDs don't grant them any extra rights, so why would they go pay for one? So you have a cop sitting there being like, oh, you look 13, but I'm 11. Oh, but you look 13.
Here's your $200 ticket.
So, I mean, how you would even sort that out just is dubious at best.
Well, maybe that because they've now actually increased. So the way I'd originally heard the story was that they were cracking down on teenagers trick-or-treating. But the reality is they're actually making it so more teenagers can trick-or-treat in the town, in this case, Canadian town of Bathurst. Which has made it, instead of 14 is the maximum age, it is now 16, and they increased the curfew to, I believe, 7 p.m.?
Yeah, I didn't have an ID until I was, besides a school ID, until I was 15 years old and got my restricted operator's license.
8 p.m. They relaxed the curfew to 8 p.m. So more people now can trick-or-treat there than previously. It's a step in the right direction.
I would also like to point out that Halloween is essentially a negotiated point. So, at one point, ruffians would demand treats from you, or they would...
Or TP.
Yeah, they'd destroy something on your property or, vandalize it.
Eggs.
I'm not sure they had toilet paper when Halloween started, Ian, but they certainly would do things that would be unpleasant, and, a candied apple was a small price to pay for having clean up these people's vandalism.
No doubt.
So, that's another way to look at this is that...
But you're willing to risk it. You're willing to turn away the angry teenage boys at your door because they don't have a good enough costume.
If you're coming around at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. and there's kids and parents milling about, yeah, I guess I am. Yeah, the streets are alive with costumes. What are you going to do to my house? You want to come back?
They'd come later.
Yeah, well, that could very well be the case. It didn't happen.
Well, that's good. Anyway.
Don't insult them terribly, but I think societally we need some feedback mechanisms for people
to let
their
them
costumes.
Know they're not appreciated.
Right.
This is no cheaping out.
Yeah. This is just going around and using your age to scare old people into giving you stuff.
Those caught with a facial disguise in public after the curfew, like a zombie mask or witch's veil, according to CBC.ca, or anyone over the age of 16 found roaming the streets for treats can be fined up to $200. Chamberlain, who's the mayor of the town, called it an overreach for city councilors to impose Halloween rules, noting that homeowners can turn out their porch lights if they don't want trick-or-treaters past a certain hour. It's silly, Chamberlain said. If I have a trick-or-treater knock on my door at 8:30 p.m., I'm not going to say no. She said some parents work until 6 p.m. or later and that they need time to make supper and cajole young children into costumes. Quote, at least we made some changes to accommodate parents who are working later, so at least they have time to feed their children and dress them up before they go trick-or-treating. But she expressed concern about teens being questioned for dressing up or asking for candy. She said some kids are tall. My cousin's son is 5'4", and he's 15 years old. What are we going to do? Go up to him and ask him, how old are you? And show me your ID? That doesn't make sense, she said. Bathurst City spokesbureaucrat Luke Follem admitted that the rules are a bit kooky, but said no one will be out running after kids on Halloween. He said older residents were concerned about troublemakers and that the goal is to ensure public safety. No one has ever been fined under the city bylaw, he added. The first iteration of Bathurst's Halloween bylaw was brought in after a troubling rash of Halloween night mischief. Chamberlain said older kids were actually stealing candy from younger kids, something she argued can be dealt with by parents and police without a specific bylaw. The bylaw also sets out that Halloween is celebrated on October 31st. Some New Brunswick communities have moved spooky celebrations to October 30th when Halloween falls on a Sunday. And haven't they done that around here before where they'll just
change Halloween, sure.
Like have Halloween on a different date for some reason? And I just don't understand why that is.
Well, because people want to have it on more convenient days, like Saturday. Wouldn't it be more convenient to take your kid trick-or-treating on Saturday? You could start out a little earlier and hit a bunch of houses rather than, I don't know, having to get home from work at, call it 6 o'clock, make sure that backpacks and clothing's changed and food's made. By the time you get out, it's 7, and then by the time you're done, it's 8. So, yeah, I mean, I think that it's fine if the town, you know, claims to change Halloween, the day of Halloween.
Sure. If you want to share your thoughts, go ahead.
I also think that as a homeowner, if you're going to be a homeowner in an area that trick-or-treating's done, and it doesn't seem to be done as much as it was when I was a kid, but if
you think it's less popular now?
I think it is.
Why? Just because you feel like there were more people when you were a kid?
Yeah, I mean, it was all about Halloween when I was a kid, well, and now, I mean, it just doesn't happen that much.
But you also live out in the middle of nowhere, so nobody's going to come to your house
on Halloween.
It's not
the first house I've ever owned, Ian. I'm 46
years
old.
You're saying it doesn't happen that much in the last 2 days. You're saying only when you were a kid was it a big thing, and as soon as you became an adult, it wasn't a big thing anymore?
Right. It happened in my, at my mother's house.
Isn't it possible that it looked bigger to you as a child because, well, that was what you were immersed in, and, you know, you're also smaller, so things seem larger at that time? Like, a crowd of people might seem to be larger if you're within it as a child?
When I lived in Whitfield Country Club Estates, I never had anybody come to my door, and it was 3 years.
Mm.
That's a, you know, it's, what, 100 feet tops from one house to another?
Hmm. I wonder if anybody else has had that experience. Melanie, what about you?
I've lived in the South, so that's not really fair.
What? Well, he's talking about the South when Whitfield is in Florida.
You have Halloween in the South?
Not as much. I mean,
so
there's not people
thing?
Up here talking about how it's satanic so much. Everybody just does it.
So wait. You're saying that when you were growing up in Louisiana, there was so much fear about Satan that people didn't actually do Halloween?
Most people didn't. I mean, some people did, but for the most part, it wasn't. Then they had these churches who would do, like, this weird... they would do this weird thing where it would be Halloween, but they would call it something else, so then now it's not satanic, but they would do it, like, in their building.
Hmm.
It just wasn't so much a thing where I was.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. If you want to join us here, you can do that. Still to come here tonight, we got more on the way about another stupid ordinance from a different city. This one is in San Mateo County, where they are banning cell phones while you're walking across the street. So walking and cell phoning, or walking and texting, to be banned. And they're not the only town that I believe has been proposing something like this. You can join us here, and you can share your thoughts with us on whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Hour number 3 on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.